Loving the mystery, this is Saratima. It's been raining very strongly this morning. Actually, it's been raining a lot. So far, it's way too cold for the season. And I'm sitting here and just listening to the birds that are slowly coming out again after most of the rain has been sort of drying up for a moment. Still quite cloudy up there. More rain is supposed to come. Life is always different. Life is always new. And something makes all this happen, or is propelled from within itself. I like to call it the mystery. The mystery to the mind, because the mind does not understand how everything works. It tries to explain it. We have science. But science is inside the world of energy, inside things we can see and experience and can try to explain. It does not follow into where all this comes from, into that which is unexplainable. So the universe is infinite and amazing, and yet there's something that causes all this. And we as humans are able to exit the play of this universe and follow back into who we are through that portal, through that door. We often call it Christ, a doorway into that which we call home, which we know to be home. When our attention rests onto that, when our attention is more drawn to that, we are in a loving relationship with that mystery of who we are and where we're from and what we are. So we can look away from that and look down or to the side or up or wherever into the many, many directions of time and space, of spiritual time and space, in order to understand life, in order to protect ourselves, in order to look at how we should move through life, what we should do, how to solve our problems. And the mind learns and it becomes more and more confident and more masterful at it. But mastery is not love. Love has nothing to do with any of that. Love would be the simplicity of the faith that all is well and all is already here and we are already loved and we are already one with who created us. In this love affair, in this devotional experience, the problems of life, the questions of life might still arise, but they are being comforted and held in that space of devotion and love. There is a soothingness that is much stronger than the mind's movement and search. In the universe where there is time and space, subtle and gross, there are many, many forces. And one of the easiest ways to not get confused or misled or put to illness or into depression or boredom or loss and all these dualistic experiences is to put our soul back into the hands of that. To join and unite, which is an act of faith, which is the same as love. So there's a meditation that is just being love by arresting ourselves into that faithful experience or way of being. Or there is the meditation of emptiness where love then can arise. Where the portal can become more visible, because we need to exit time and space through that portal of the Christ consciousness in order to make that jump off the great cliff. And all that is happening in the experience because it already took place. But we have to make it real. So that's the journey. So loving the mystery, not trying to understand it. Not having to fight with it, fight with the logic, or let the logic fight with us. It has its place. The scientific mind has its place. And the way of passion has its place. But neither must become dominant. Both lead to destruction. And we see that right now in the world as I am sitting here in 2020. June, where we have the scientific structured way of empty isolation, no connection with others, and the scientific vaccination approach, one injection for everybody, we're all the same, nothing organic. Everything controlled and more controlled and more isolated. Science has no heart. And then there are people in the streets now, just right, you know, moving to the opposite polarity, full of passion and anger, fiery, violent, They want change. They're rebellious. They don't want to submit to truth, find a middle way, thinking that the revolution is going to bring the middle way. But just like the Edam Pingala twirl around each other back and forth, just like the swing that goes back and forth, we have to find the doorway. Where's the swing attached? Up at the fulcrum. We find the fulcrum, the Christ within, and then the rest is up to grace, to that. The rest is not our concern. We just continue to rest in love. Love melts the separation of the fulcrum and the sky. It is a mystery. And we allow ourselves to rest in that.